This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Illinois' governor and the Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago reached an agreement today that will keep open a church-run facility for abused and neglected children. The governor had threatened to remove all wards of the state from the Maryville Academy because of a number of problems at the facility. His threat touched off a political firestorm. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
For the last 120 years, Maryville Academy in suburban Des Plaines, just on the northwest edge of Chicago, has provided a safe haven for abused and neglected children. For years, it's also been a cause celeb in Chicago, involving top politicians, sports figures, and TV and radio personalities in ambitious fundraising efforts. But in recent years, Maryville has also become a troubled facility, with reports of sexual assaults, violence, and even a suicide.
They attack each other, they attack staff, they run away, they do all kinds of things that kids who have been traumatized do.
Randall Davidson is director of the Mental Health Policy Program at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and he led a team hired by the State Department of Children and Family Services to reform Maryville.
What we discovered was a situation that was frankly out of control. Kids were at serious risk. They did not have the treatment programs in place that they needed. And DCFS was not getting the services that they were paying for.
He and others, including court-appointed monitors, found Maryville staff and leadership unable and at times unwilling to make the necessary changes to properly treat the children in Maryville's care. So the state's Department of Children and Family Services stopped sending new wards to Maryville. And last month, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich moved to begin transferring all of the 130 remaining state wards to other facilities. The governor's move was met with fierce opposition from Maryville's director, Father John Smith, and outrage from other politicians, including Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. Lawsuits were filed, and Governor Blagojevich decided to strike a deal to radically reform Maryville, which he announced today.
The centerpiece of these reforms begins with converting Maryville into an academic enrichment institution, an institution our state desperately needs.
Under the deal, the state will begin transferring the 39 most troubled children to other facilities. The rest of the state wards will be able to stay while Maryville shifts its focus to education, helping not just residents there, but other wards of the state graduate high school, go to college, or get job training. Chicago's Catholic Cardinal Francis George.
The real winners in all of this are the children currently served by Maryville and the children who will in the years to come be served by a transformed Maryville.
While some confusion still exists over the role of Maryville's controversial director, Father John Smith, child welfare experts agree it's a step in the right direction to improve the way Illinois cares for its most at-risk kids. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.